that tape out.
You are
going to
speak, Maggie.
You are. You're speaking now. You were.
Just don't you, Maggie, the mouth shut.
Possible for you to keep yours shut, that's for sure. No,
we got out of here.
Yeah, that's all right. I just shot with him.
Where's Brick and Bradley Stoke north to?
Bradley Stoke is near Crick School Place.
Oh, I'm not too bad. I didn't have the day then.
It's cold, isn't it?
Googie's voice very prominent. Mine sounds like sandpaper. Terrible.
Are you trying to tell me I got a big voice?
Well, not really, but a very strong voice.
I'm minus.
Yours is strong, yeah. It's like, wow.
It's like, do you
the swear?
Did
you
get these ring lights for the phone number at Lawrence Boston, right?
Just don't put it on when you have a political argument with Billy, alright?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about that.
So, John, what's the plan? Dad got the plan.
Got a right down Susan, you know, she's talking.
First yes. Week of January, if you want a hamper, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to get a hamper, get it ordered by the first week of January.
Right.
Otherwise, we'll be going wrong. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you are, Julie, right, it's here, okay? Put a square around it, give it a ring, and ask them, I only want the two front seats.
Oh no, after Christmas is going to be crunchy. You don't want two front seats.
It's a Sally, what do you want for Christmas? Lots of chocolate. She's really
it.
Oh, nice,
isn't it? My girlfriend told me last night. I go,
Jim,
look at that. Look at the stickers, Jim.
What stickers? No, they can have those little ones. Thank you. Three quarters.
When this girls was making a tape last night for their grandma and granddad, you know, and Keith was acting simply and then barking like a dog, meowing like
a cat. Excuse me, Josh. Sally, can you?
Oh.
Look, you moan about everybody else. That's just what you proved.
Why don't you go that way then?
I don't want to.
That's too heavy.
That's what Dave was just saying for me.
Oh, cold.
No, it's not.
Is it a bit dim? I'll never get out of the bath.
Well, just hope. Just pray and hope that the temperature don't go up slightly. Because if it does, then it will.
Well, they forecast.
What it does, it's cold, then all of a sudden the temperature would just suddenly rise. And that's the time when you get snow.
Where the heat is,
we don't
it's
have
quite
windows everywhere, do we?
So they all have windows here at your hamper when it was brought in?
Well, I came back from coffee and it was nearly put away.
Did you tell you about my cupboard on the
dear, is he in the sagging, is it?
She said, "Man, you're not going to need that cupboard like that, are you?" I said, "Well, what's wrong with it?" She said, "I'm standing here and I'm like, oh my God, dear, what happened?"
Oh my goodness. That's what he put ours down there and in here.
Yeah.
So that's all the booze
around. That's all the booze.
God, I'll be here next week.
Now, is that supposed
say
to
no
be
more,
something?
Say no more, innit?
Yeah, but David's coming with her.
And then a mate of his as well, and the kids.
So that's it, the booze has got hit.
Behind everything.
And Clayton's not allowed to open his big mouth.
Put it in the shed and lock it in. We're outside, we're in tins and glass.
Yeah, by the way, you used to get your... Perhaps I told you outside, mate.
Yeah, I forgot about them like before and I forgot to tell her about it last night, so put it in it.
Veronica came up to me, she asked me to see where Sally got her stuff, please. Oh, and I said, no, she hasn't. I said, she can't get into the shop, not this week. Oh, it's tough.
Well, she told me there ain't no point going in there before the weekend, before the night, anyway, because nobody else can do.
Just want to leave it so she gets a little bit.
I just
said,
why do you say just get where you can?
Because they're trying to sell it, most of it off anyway, because they have their stock taken.
Yeah, we stop in the new year to start off again.
Yeah, so try to get as rid of as much as
possible. Okay, Mag?
Thank you, David.
Sure, sure, Mrs. Mag.
Quite sure, thank you.
I guess I'll be okay.
Do you have any? What's wrong with Eve?
You are to sit here.
Being as he tried to squash me twice behind the back door.
He's got to be polite.
Then.
I squashed a raspberry in the back door in that back room.
He stuck his cold hands all down my neck.
Why does it every time I sit somewhere, he's always got to sit somewhere near me?
They're on my purse.
Rover.
You do
listen to this, Lily. Rover, 3.5 BP, V-Red, 67,000 miles. 11 months MOT, excellent for us, proof drive, £1,595.
Eh? What reg?
V-reg.
V?
It's on acid. I think they put the one in front, didn't you? It was a mistake.
Must have been very nervous, didn't it, that way?
Must look brand new. Well, look at this then, River 35 SE Auto, Y-Rage,
Open Type, FSH,
Brown Trumper, Factory Slopes on with PS, Electric Windows Mirror, Central
Stereo,
Trip, Computer, Rear Seat Belts, Alloy Wheels, Tow Boilers, 11 months MOT, 5 months stats, all in good condition, £995.
I had to go to that.
You've been in throwing my catalogue out? I only had two.
What catalogue?
My hampers.
No, I've seen your catalogue.
It was with the one hamper, so it's got
straight out of the
that's not bad, is it?
I'm surprised they're going for now.
Rover 35 SE, W Red, MOT Intact, Safe 492, Metallic Blue, Leather Interior, Auto, Alloys, Twin Socket, Tabor, and Sunroof. Good all round condition.
Yeah, you'll sort her out.
Or small car with tax number 2 taken in part exchange.
They're economising.
Not good if you can't see what you can get in, is it?
That was good, wasn't it?
Because you've got plenty of stuff, haven't you?
Swap 2.1, way up to Christmas. Full body kit, new tyres, front handles, it's been excellent condition, good offers.
Oh my goodness.
Had two before
that. Four door car.
Good gracious.
Preferably escort.
You ain't going to run out, then I know where to come if I run out.
Oh, God.
Christina, we expected a siege or something. So we never know.
Wow, that's it, you don't, do you? I mean, if we 10 foot in snow, can't get out.
No, I've got me booking advance from Iceland, so I can fill the freezer up as well.
Oh, with her stamps, what she had for us, little good, she can wear her Christmas presents. That was a good outside.
That's a good idea.
Instead of
buying
food.
Yeah.
Because you paid for the
new flashlight, wouldn't he? Can't he have it about him?
Yes. He's got to walk around with the chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. The chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. If he didn't wake up and be a bit more happy, I was going to knock it off.
You've upset him.
You? Please.
Oh, wow. That's nothing to upset.
No seatbelt, you've got to stop for
him. Of course, they're bloody tight right now. Oh, right on ready Christmas.
I know. He's only four times a time. He's still driving around without one now. You get stopped at any length, see?
Oh, well. How much fine is that? Yeah. Or is it warning?
No, fixed penalty and it's all stopped. 30, is it?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
£30 on Christmas?
I'm telling them now.
Oh, you pay on the spot?
No.
Oh, no, it's £50 then. £50,
3 points
on
your
licence.
Tell me, so.
£50, 3 points on your licence. They were doing it down the market, we went down the other week. £30 on the spot, £50, 3 points.
What,
for
no seatbelt?
No seatbelt.
Well, at least
tell
the copper stopped.
So they were stopping everybody who was going to the market with no seatbelt. £30 on the spot, £50, 3 points.
I ain't gonna tell you that.
You know, this class is having no L-plate split. Now that's a £36 on the spot fine.
Oh my goodness.
Well, just don't
tell him.
Don't
that.
Tell him, Sal.
No,
will you?
Just don't.
Let him drop through the door.
Oh my God, when I was my friend there, then
you
I'll
know
that
the
letter
will come.
Bloody awful, isn't it?
He thinks it's 16 back.
It's our 16 quid, blah, 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 blah.
You were saying they can't do their job, they can't go out and get these proper bloody
clothes. Well, it's true.
They go and pick up, oh God, here we go.
Was you there, was you?
Yeah.
He was sat in the back seat, right?
Well, yeah. Not when he got pulled, but I was sat in the back seat when he was pissy. He was talking about it, and he was getting really pissy.
Then we goes in the galleries. Well, have you tried to park in the galleries yet?
No, don't worry.
Don't bother.
It
is so narrow, there's no room to manoeuvre, and we've got no lock on that car. You should see the state was getting in, right? Because he could go around a bloody corner. Then
This is River Free Bike, SDI, Grangeon, manual, alleywheels, no motor attached, £250.
Because it's an old car.
Mind you, he enjoyed coming out with the car for it, though, didn't
he? Yeah, he's getting
You go round and round to go down? Hey, you loving that?
Oh my God. Looking for the foot on the brakes and we're going to go right up and backside them.
Oh, that was yesterday, that. Wasn't it? Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday night. I was falling on a car and I know it was a learner, right? And obviously it was their first time out. She marked the pavement 3 times.
Oh.
Anyway, it was coming on, it was a push bike in front. I said, you watch this, Doug. She slid all the way right to the end behind. She did. So anyway, we come up to the roundabout and I said, hopefully she'd turn right.
Never.
She just like turned left. There's nothing coming down over there. Foot down, overtook, gone. I was at the top of the hill, there's nowhere in sight. I thought them poor cars behind me.
Oh.
And she was
terrible. We went out Saturday night. We got at the top of the road, didn't we? Up here. Pulled out up here and going up towards like Wellings Way. A bloody car was in front like that. We was here.
Why? It's my fucking tea!
Language.
Look, I say no.
I thought you put out for me. You didn't say you tea here.
No, I never.
You did.
I didn't say for you.
You did though.
No, I never.
Don't.
Oh, well, anyhow, as we were saying. Car in front, we're here, car here. He just decides to pull over like that, doesn't he?
No, he pulled out when he married.
Oh, well, don't explain.
You stop.
He pulled in.
That's right, pulled in.
He pulled in, then he pushed her out.
Didn't bother to indicate he was coming
no
out.
No signals or nothing, just pulled
straight
her out.
Straight
He must have been somebody looking for a house. We know there wasn't there.
Didn't bother to look at the mirror as he was on
he
the other.
Pushed her out.
So David was...
Good job, he went like that. Oh.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He's nearly on that bend as well. You know, as you go around where Terry's lived.
Yeah.
Bloody
them crap pots on the roof, mine in there.
I've got 10 many Suzuki logs in there, obviously people want to keep them.
It's like on that bypass, Picard down at the salt bridge, go up the roundabout, straight on down, and he's down that straight towards the globe on the corner.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And coming back the other way. He always cuts somebody up along there because they're going too fast. You see, they see a straight road on the outside lane, go straight down to see. So now he got to decide to indicate and decide to pull over. And I'm sort of thinking, God,
I get so nervous when we get too near a car. I think, oh my God, sometimes they're so unpredictable. And it's your fault if you've got
this. He does it on purpose, he's going too fast down the outside lane anyway. Never mind. Right, let's go around and put my washer in.
Better go and sort that front room. Miss me programmed, I put up on this morning. I'm just getting worse.
Not with it, dear. That's what it is. Right then.
You've got no interest. That's what it is.
Thank you, Mr.
Lynn.
See you later.
Breathe in.
Go back. Bye. That mug.
Have fun, Mark. Bye, Willa.
There's no Suzuki up there.
Oh, a bee wreck, yeah.
Upsie dupsie day.
Shut up, Mother.
Pardon?
Shut up.
Don't you?
Well,
they're
dramatic.
Well, they are. They're saving, aren't they? 3D glasses, and then you know why. Save a game afterburner, £10. Save the Master System. Two control pads, like game talking, is always not bad for really, 150. Master System games, 5 games, all in boxes with instructions, £10 each. Mm-hmm. I say the Master System games. Be something Nick person, optimist, dogmatic,
and loosened and done, isn't it?
Yeah. Bigot, narrow mind.
So all the twos.
So if you're narrow minded, you're a zealot.
Yeah. So let's go to 18 then. Greedy. Something, it could be hungry.
Yeah, could be. Greedy or hungry.
Eager to be suspended on railway. Hungry. So it is DOH, though.
Oh, what was it good for, Dan?
Well, music. Money. Connected dough, isn't it? Money.
Yeah, dough. And it's a deer.
Fearless is D-A-R-I-N-G, daring, isn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't think of that all on your own way, did you?
A 19, all-time dance. Ends in an A.
Oh, don't dance.
So it's not some
cha-cha.
Lita.
Lita, yeah.
Could be cha-cha.
Lita-cha.
Leave rearranged to take in West End dance.
Where did cha-cha come from?
C-A-R-E-T-A.
I thought you was getting ready, that's why I sat in your chair. You can sit in.
Bet, tell your husband.
Detergent.
Bleach?
No, and something more on the end.
Cleaner.
Cleaner.
I think cha-cha then, is it?
No.
Foxtrot.
Gobby Valita. V-A-L-E-T-A.
Well, we can't. I've got nothing on here, have we?
Try 20. Pierce. A something, T two something. Nah. Put name down to make record.
Dunno. Hey, guess what, my group's in here. Somewhere.
Do you know what Pierce is? Enter.
For an explanation of dancing, right, got dance, ball, notch. Full mass masquerade.
Plus it's Bella
costume, fancy dress. Hot jam session, ballet, ballet dancing, classical ballroom dancing, choreography, and eurythmics.
Ordain.
Ah.
Ordain.
So eurythmics means
dancing. Ordain a priest. So what do you do? Ordain.
What's that?
Crossing. England's opening pair perform by degree. Ordain you. What about tension? Six letters, A, two somethings on the end. Family goes to the sound of music. Audible perception. I in.
G is a GG, yeah.
B I C E. Pardon?
GG.
It's G. G double E. G. Horse.
What's that horse?
Yeah.
GG. Invite?
Yeah. I like it. So that the expression of regret is.
Love, isn't it?
Short of 24 hours. short of 24 hours. Then what a pity.
What's it, especially if we get
some of a day, isn't it?
Loveless.
No, it's got to be a 24 hours is a day. Expression of regret. If we get seven down cereal, we might be able to get somewhere. Cereal ending in an
end. Got cornflakes, got Weetabix, got shredded wheat. Bran flakes.
Is that the right cereal?
Yeah.
Not a cereal in the television, it's a C. Cereal. Tiny particle holds key to shower.
Tap.
How's cereal spelled?
C-E-R-E-A-L. Cereal. I coat some bran in. That's what I'm saying.
And what does it end with? It's got to be an N.
Yeah.
Three, six, five, two.
Not oh. Bran. No, not enough, is it? B-R. Is it Bran?
No.
Bran. So, what is it? The old granny's up to Thomas on the bloody things, all sorts. Fruit and fibre.
There's cornflakes in there.
Muesli? No.
Muesli. Oh, now they're stupid.
Shredded wheat. Sugar puffs. Puff wheat. Cocoa pops. Rice Krispies.
No, it's not cereal.
What?
Expression of regret. What? Short of 24 hours, what a pity.
Tough. Hard luck.
Cereals, corn, wheat.
Bran?
No, that's...
No?
That's coming, that comes from that, doesn't it?
Mm. Oats? No.
This is, but I don't like it, don't you?
Corn.
What about corn? Not enough?
No. Too many.
Corn? Wheat?
Barley?
No.
Barley? No, so on.
So stupid.
That's my barley.
B-A-R-L-E-Y.
It's white at the end.
Of regret.
Can't be anything else really, can it?
No. Short of 24 hours, what a pity.
Love them, leave them.
Love a day. No, some a day. Look at that tomorrow. All we want is two down now. Back up. Or 10 across, tension. frustrated, aren't you, when you're doing
something for attention or like that.
To leave thee till tomorrow, but you done your other crossword? Done the star yet?
No, I've got to do the star. I've done the star, and that's the
sorry,
you
missed
star.
What's
your
star?
Since Friday's full moon occurs in the area of your horoscope, relating to your hopes, friends, and wishes, you should be looking to the future with excitement and anticipation. But
money in room lived in my tummy.
Don't get your hopes too high or let yourself get too carried away after all. You know what people are like, so don't build your hopes up. What's he doing?
Don't you leave your kilt
on. He went out to trouble. What a bloody name was that man?
On the picture of stars, and Mitch got the papers. There.
Aquarius, don't be quite so selfish or you might frighten
I'm not
away
selfish.
Someone you really care about. Relationships are well starred and a new one will turn out to be very important to your future. You are on the threshold of new things. And Keith's the same as mine. Don't be in too much of a hurry today or you could miss something important to your future. If you stop, listen, and you may learn something to your advantage that may ease a burden you have been carrying. Oh, they're going to tell me I've got this stack.
Haven't been made redundant.
Oh,
you got the card, Dave?
Yeah.
It's our Sully. Money at last seems to be coming in. But if you blow the whole lot on celebrating, you will be back to square one. So use your common sense if you are to finish up on top. Go about things in the right way and you won't have the same worries again. An unexpected kindness will thrill you and also be financially beneficial. This is a particularly good time to consider making major changes, either to your job, home or personal life. It may prove traumatic, but it'll be worth it.
Yes, Diddy, I'm coming.
Hi, Bert.
Hi, Wendy.
I know we have to say that.
See you later, is it?
Yeah, okay. Take care.
Fizz off. Have you got the card? He said he got the card.
Yeah, I got my card.
Has he got his money?
Yeah.
Well, I can get it in a cart, well, oh. Do.
Bye.
I don't like a K. Enchant. Don't like a K there. Plenty of space given. Plenty of room for a place with Cyril Smith on board.
About
who the fuck is Cyril Smith when he's out?
Cyril Smith, that bachelor.
Yeah, that's right.
It's unusual for you.
Deliberate deception.
Nice. Billy Lar. Did I tell you Billy Lar got a job?
Together.
Did I tell you?
Don't find me before Christmas.
I thought I told you.
No, where?
I thought I told you. No. For 5 minutes. See, 70 people went for the job.
Oh,
see?
He got it, yeah.
And he got it. Wait, weeks and weeks.
Yeah. He thought he never got it, but it comes through. Yeah, because they chose it. Yeah.
Guess where?
Oh, God, not security again. Where to now?
Well, guess where?
In Bristol? Oh, in the galleries?
The BBC on the door.
Oh, my God.
I thought I told you last week.
No.
Sharon stopped me and told me. Been there 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, shut up. Well, the pay won't be right, or it's too cold,
see her
or the night's too long, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go and see her, see the babies before Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
It gets
on my nerves.
Nah, I don't want to be bloody stuck up there with India. Oh, she can't help it, can she? But it puts you off going when he's in, doesn't it?
So,
You know, while I was round there, I'd pop round 5 minutes if he was there.
That's it, it's enough, isn't it? You know? Sort of say, well, I got to go now. Oh, I bet they lovely now.
I bet she wonders what's happened to me. I bet she thought.
I bet Scott.
You see, right she'd have wrote to me. And says, you know, she usually do if I haven't been round for a while. She'd say, oh, what's the matter? Have I done something wrong? Or why you haven't been round? Or perhaps she thinks, well, it's too far to catch.
She can't help it, see, can she? And she can't get on about all them kids, can she? I suppose she got, no, she'd have got the one in with the little baby, hadn't she? Well, you're not a baby now.
She's got three
of
them, hasn't she? There's only one at school.
There's only Scott at school.
Yeah. I don't know if Shane was starting in September.
He's bound to be now. He's at school.
School, I imagine, yeah.
And then there's
Simon.
So that's
Scott, Shane, Simon, and Ben. Yeah.
Yeah. So how old's Ben now? Two?
He must be two in January, and the other one's in January, I think, something like that.
That one must be, one's three, one's two. It's only 12 months, isn't there, between them?
I've seen her for months.
No sooner she got over one pregnancy, she was in it again, wasn't she? And it's still good for her to go on and think she's going to get a little girl, is it?
Because when she left here, she thought she was pregnant at all, didn't she?
Like Sharon, she thinks she is, and I don't know, I forgot to ask.
Who's Sharon?
Probably the bingo Sharon. Just had a little baby, Cameron. It's lovely.
Sharon?
No. Sharon, she got Carly. Her mother goes over the bingo. Her mother got tattoos on her arm.
I probably do know.
Yeah. Because she said to me, she said, guess what? I said, what? She said, I've got to go for a pregnancy test. I said, oh, fuck me, what for? She said, well, I've seen nothing since the baby's been born. And I said, well, you do if you're breastfeeding. Don't always do.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, she said, I don't know. She said, Paul's going to leave me. If I'm pregnant again, I suppose it's believable as well as yours.
It takes two, doesn't
it? Yeah. He's three. No, he's the same age as their baby next door, isn't he? Same age as Denise's little girl. What's that, 3 months? Three and a half months.
That's the only trouble with the unit, so we can watch good.
Yeah, I can't see anything. Anybody can sneak around here and listen to our conversation.
Before we could see him coming in, couldn't we? I used to sit there and see. So it does go.
Well, as long as it's in fucking Sheila and Mac, I can't put up that today. And they usually come on a Wednesday.
Get asked about the race recently?
Well, I think they wanted to go with him today. She said, is he taking anybody? And I said, well, I expect so. I thought, oh my God, what do you say?
She said, he's taking my mother.
I said, well, I really don't know, but I think so. She said, oh, well, should I get Sally to get me some up before Christmas, she said. I gave Mary all what we've bought. Not what she bought, she gave all to Mary because she had Ben's birthday party. And it was three mothers hired the hall and the cake and everything between them to have three parties. And she said, well, there's about 50 odd kids in three parties. So she said to help Mary out, she said, I gave her all the sweets and chocolate I had. She said, so have something to go over with. Oh well, shut your mouth out. Of course, Ben's such
Friday.
A lovely boy, he's got lovely manners, he's so quiet. Of course, I brought him up, she said. Oh, shut your mouth out.
Yeah, was she sick on Monday?
Yeah, she didn't go till.
Because I was more or less going as she came in.
What did I do for tea, man? David done it. He came out here twice, it's a start. And in the end, he just banged the top of the bleeping cooker up and carried on. Because they have eggs, don't they? They have bacon, eggs, bacon, beans, tomatoes, mushrooms, and fried bread.
They had chops last night, didn't they?
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight? I'm doing chicken pieces.
I don't know what to do. I've got nothing.
You should got something.
I've got a tin of corned beef. I could open. I could do some potatoes. I suppose green potatoes. Or I could open some tins of potatoes and you'll fry them with corned beef and beans.
I thought you should get your stuff in for the week.
Well, I do, but I've used my chops. And I didn't bought anything. The fish fingers we threw a whole box out last week because we never used them. We threw the pastas out because we didn't use them.
Always.
We've got plenty of cheese. I could do a cheese and potato
pie
tonight. Yeah, it's easy, no. Mm. Though I've done it bloody last week. Eva's late in, And I left it on the side instead of leaving it in the grill. It got dry. And he came in and he said, what's this? I was just going to ping him. What's this up here? I said, where's your tea? He said, oh, bloody one. I said, what you've got to do is put it in the microwave 2 minutes. I'm not doing that. I said, oh, I'll have my food out of the fucking microwave. He never. So I thought, oh, shut up. When I came back from bingo, he said, I went at the shop, at the chip shop, he said, and got some fish and chips from your tea. I said, well, tough, you'll pay for it now. I said, well, poor. Bloody hell. He said, I'd rather have had 2 tins of vegetable soup, he said, with a nice pot of potatoes. That would have suited me in half a loaf of bread. He said, I have chips for my dinner. I don't want chips for my dinner. I said, I've never cooked a chip since bleeding all year. I said, I told you, if you want chips, you go to the chip shop. He said, well, he said, I have Kentucky dinner time, he said. So I said, well, I said, that
pissy at all, didn't he?
Yeah. I said, you're fucking bull. I said, if you don't want, I said, what I got here, that's fucking tough. And he said, don't get your pissy head on with me. I said, you got your pissy head on with me. I'm your mother. This is my home, and please respect her. I said, even. Anyway, in the next breath, he said, put some supper then. I just want some supper. He was laughing. I told him David put the bleak crumpets in the bloody toaster again.
And put the alarm off.
My God, it was like, well, it was like a fog out here. Thick black.
He was dipping them in his tea yesterday, did you see him?
No, he always does that dirty swine.
He dips everything, doesn't he?
It's horrible habit he's got into. My back's...
He's always done it.
Or is this my back? I've got facts there. Where did I get these from there?
That's yesterday's. This is today's what he's bought.
Oh, well, that's right. Of course I have. Sweet cup.
That's what I got from the post office. I bet you bought two of them.
Yeah, I bet you bought more than I never brought you back no money. Where's my money gone? Went up there.
I bet you've took it.
There! Oh, that's silly song. Oh. I said to him this morning, I said, what's it juke's this? Yeah. I said, what juke's this? He said, what juke's what? I said, you should have brought back £95. He said it's £10 extra.
When was that today?
He said, crap. I said to him, there's £61 I think on there. He said, we'll have to get bags and papers and petrol. I said, what? He said, well, that's it. I said, you realise we owe Julie £15 and she wants it today. We borrowed it to go out with. We'll have to pay her, won't you?
Why does she want it to do? Oh, got to that.
Oh, yeah. So she said, give me 13, didn't she? Because she owed me two.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I gave her 13. And that's what she said. I might as well go with David. So I got £13 in my pocket. So that was that. And she went up and got out of her bank for a squirt with money because we had no money.
Oh, no, because I got you your fags, didn't I?
That's right.
But I didn't bring the papers.
Paid you yet, mum? I don't know, I won't have my hair pruned this week, but you can't really afford it.
Can't you? Should do it next week then.
Yeah, what?
We'll see how we get on tomorrow. I could always do it and then pay me next week, can't you?
I don't really want to do that. I'll give them that. Yes, we'll get off, innit?
Well, yeah, I don't worry, do I?
No, I know, but...
I said that to Mrs. I'll see if I can afford one before Christmas. And I said, well, don't bloody worry. She said, but I couldn't do that.
Don't worry me.
Don't worry, you know I don't worry.
I'm not in a very strong position money-wise.
I asked one of them, didn't I?
Yeah, nobody said yes, did they?
That's Clayton had paid for it. Say, give our bank some money for doing me hair.
See what he says when he comes in.
Say, I can't afford to have me hair done this week. Can you afford to give our Wendy some money? Her sister in 25 quid. Ow! Say, that's how much they charge in this shop.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't be nasty and do that.
He got by the lovely worst present. He said, what can I buy her, Mum? What can I buy her as a bloody necklace? He said she got rings, she got necklaces, she got 2 or 3 watches. He said she got everything imaginable. She got a bleeding leather jacket and she got a bloody whatever this
called. Hey, go downtown.
That's what I said. He said, no. He said, I'll put some money in her car. Say, get some of yourself. I said, well, that is nice. He said, well, I don't know, Mum.
He was going to buy me a turn to me. He said, oh, I'll buy your watch instead. So he bought the watch.
Nice, isn't it?
I said, I don't really want eternity ring because I can't get it on my finger. My fingers are so small. If I put another ring on, it cuts. I have that one.
Mm.
And it cuts right on my fingers. Can you?
Got three.
Yeah. But I can't wear three because it cuts.
I want my others. I've had them stretched once. I want them stretched again. I've got a beautiful ring on there. I'll never put small. He moans when we go out. He says, I bought you that bloody dress ring here 30 years back. Why didn't you wear it? And I said, well, it's too tight. Get it stretched. I've already had it stretched once. It might break.
Yeah. I doubt if you'll be able to have it done again.
And I wanted a peeler, an O. An O, my finger is. And he didn't listen. Instead of letting me try it on first, no. You listen to that bleeding stupid Debbie. She stuck it on her bleeding finger. She's got fat fingers, that'll do. It wasn't no good. It bloody pinches. Oh, it hurts.
Don't want that.
No, I mean, these I can move
up. I got rings at home that's too small for me. I can't wear them.
It's a shame, isn't it?
I bought another two rings tonight. I've meant bigger.
She kept them, has she?
No, she got one on the finger and gave Kerry the other. I told you ages ago. Remember, I told you.
So she got on clean, didn't she?
Made bigger for me. She gave me that one, didn't she?
Yeah, that's a nice one, mate.
She took the diamond. She wears it on that hand. It was our nan's. Remember that big diamond ring show, all the diamond? No, but it was her ring.
Oh, that round one's beautiful.
Yeah.
When he was in the big ring.
No, it was her ring. Built up diamonds, it is.
Lovely.
Three, like, tiers of diamonds. Our nan had a lovely ring, and when Jeff got her into trouble, she had a bloody great big diamond ring, didn't she? Can you remember years ago?
Yeah.
You know, she had a great big diamond ring, and our grandad had